I got a good bill.
The Rules Administration Committee will come to order.
We've been waiting years.
We have Senate File 1256, which is a bill regarding a working group regarding language revitalization for Dakota and Ojibwe. Senator Olson, we can deal with this now. It typically should go to the Finance Committee before it comes here, but there's no way you could have known that. So why don't you just briefly explain it, and then we can move it along to the Finance Committee. But the other, it should have really gone to Finance first.
Okay.
Senator Olson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee members. This is a bill which sets a framework for putting together a working group to make recommendations to revitalize the Dakota and Ojibwe languages. The Dakota and Ojibwe languages are important not just to the American Indian people in the state of Minnesota, but it's actually an important part of Minnesota's culture. So it should be revitalizing these languages should be important to everyone in the state of Minnesota. These languages are not like Norwegian or the languages of many of our ancestors where there's another country to protect and preserve these languages. These languages are very much in danger of being lost, considering that there are fewer than 100 speakers left, and most of them are people who are quite elderly. And so the ability to help young speakers again speak these languages is a concern that's being addressed by tribes around the state. Over the interim, I worked in a volunteer working group that was not an official group, but had both American Indian members and also we worked with Commissioner Segrin from the Department of Education and others to talk about how we might best approach this issue. And Commissioner Segrin and the tribes recognize that the first step is really assessing what's already happening out there. A lot of the different tribes are making independent efforts, and the state has already done some things, especially in the area of higher education, and really coordinating this effort was recognized as the first need and the first step in taking action around this issue. And so I'd be happy to go into more detail if you'd like, but basically that's what this is it's something that provides a framework, but also makes it clear that this is an effort that's led by the Dakota and Ojibwe tribes with the cooperation and participation of state agencies.
Okay, members, the reason it's here is because on lines 2-4 through 2-6, there's an appointment of a senator and a House member by the Subcommittee on Committees and the Speaker. Doesn't seem unreasonable. Senator Metzen moves.
So moved.
Senator Metzen moves that Senate File 1256 be recommended be sent to the Committee on Finance.
Chair.
Senator Senjum.
Mr. Chair, and Senator Olson, just more curiosity. There were other tribes in Minnesota, and still are. Sioux, I suppose. There may be a reason why other tribes aren't in here, but is there a reason?
Well,
that I would suggest maybe are unique and at least native to Minnesota.
Mr. Chair, Senator Senjum, the 11 federally recognized tribes are the Dakota and Ojibwe tribes. There are probably, well, in fact, I know there are members living in this area of other American Indian groups. But because these are the groups that are represented on the Indian Affairs Council and the group that I worked with has to be included as a part of this effort, I'm guessing that there are, and I know there are similar efforts in other states. Perhaps there are efforts that would involve the Sioux. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Olson?
I do have one amendment that I could take up either here or in a later committee, whatever you prefer.
This is really,
okay.
We try not to amend things here unless it's in our jurisdiction. And it's really a Finance Committee amendment, as I understand it. Has to do with changing the fiscal agent.
That's correct,
really
Mr. Chair.
That's really a Finance Committee amendment, so
okay.
Hold that for Finance. And typically, again, this is a bill that should have gone to Finance Committee first, and we'll try to get that straightened out. But with regards to our jurisdiction, it does seem like one member of the House, one member of the Senate doing this seems reasonable. So on the Metzen, Senator Metzen's no longer here.
Chairman, clarification.
Senator Frederickson.
Is it referral to Finance?
Yes, referred to Finance. Senator Berglund, so this will be a Berglund motion. Senator Berglund moves that Senate file 1256 be re-referred to Finance Committee. Discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Thanks, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair of the Committee.
Members, everything else on the agenda is really, the idea is to package all of these mandate repeal bills into Senate File 3. So we have Senate File 3 before us, Senator Berglund's bill, and I believe there may be one technical amendment on a committee report, but otherwise I didn't really intend to vote up or down on any of these issues. I'm aware of some of the issues in here, and I don't support them, frankly. But all we really want to do here in the Rules Committee is put all these bills in one place and then send the bill to the floor, and then we'll have a mandate repeal day on the Senate floor. So Senate Berglund, Senate File 3 is in front of us, and we have the REST amendment. Or we have the REST Senate File 1544. Senator Berglund moves that Senate File 1544, the contents of Senate File 1544, be amended to Senate File 3. No technical issues, Senator? Okay, so on that motion. So none of these are votes on the merits of what's in these bills. So Senator Berglund's motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Then we have Senate File, Senator Berglund moves at Senate File 672, the school district mandate simplification, several of which I don't support. But we can talk about that on the floor. Senator Clark, the other side, the other view says this is a good bill, Senator Clark says, Senator Scogin. So on the Berglund motion to incorporate the contents of Senate File 672 into the Senate File 3, all in favor say aye. All opposed, motion adopted. Senator Lynch has two pieces of legislation. One is Senate File 986, which is the human service repeals. Is this the one that has a technical? Senator Berglund.
Yes, there was an error in the committee report that needs to be corrected, and I would move adoption of the amendment to make that correction.
And it looks like it's several lines. It's quite a bit of language. So do you want to?
Well, it's just an error.
Okay. Senator Lynch.
The action of the.
Was improperly reported.
Division was
okay.
Improperly reported.
So Berglund moves the A13 to Senate File 986 to correct the committee report. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted.
I'll move that Senate file.
Contents of Senate File 986.
As amended.
Be incorporated.
Into Senate File 3.
Senate File 3. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed. Motion adopted. Senator Lynch then has Senate File 987. Senator Berglund moves that the contents of 987, which is local government units unfunded mandates, be incorporated. Senator Lynch.
Mr. Chair, I do have an A2 amendment, and I'm not sure if you would be interested in entertaining that here or if you have an alternative suggestion for me.
What does that amendment do? Is it change the contents of the bill?
It is a content amendment. Our previous stop was in judiciary, and it was at the chair's recommendation, along with Senator Limmer and Senator Foley, that we do a little work in this area. And so we had an amendment prepared to bring here.
Why don't we do that on the floor? We're going to take the bill up on general orders. I think that would be in the committee of the whole would be the appropriate place since people have worked it out. So here I think we just would prefer to do just kind of technical gathering the bills together, if that's okay.
Mr. Chair, this is just slightly little bit more than technical, but we'll deal with it on the floor.
So the contents of Senate File 987, Berglund moves to incorporate into Senate File 3. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted.
So, Mr. Chairman?
Senator Olson.
I thought there was an amendment prepared for the one of the mandate bills that I carried. It's in our education bill, but for this bill to also go along with this.
Is it in the Scogin bill?
No.
Actually, that's a good bill, too.
That's a good bill, too. What is that? Where is
it's
that?
It's the homeschool mandate reduction. But it reduces a lot of mandates on the schools, and it saves us about $1 million, too.
It's in the Finance Committee, apparently?
It's in the Finance Committee bill.
Senator Berglund?
Mr. Chairman, if it has a cost or savings, it should not be in this bill.
Okay.
It should be in the education bill.
Okay.
Because those costs or savings need to be tracked in a place where there will be spending or savings going on.
That's fine.
So it's likely to be in Senator Stump's bill? Is that what's going on?
It is in that,
okay.
Yeah.
I think
Mr.
they were
Chair,
trying.
I do hope this saves some money too, somewhere along the way, or otherwise, is it worth it, or a whole?
Well, I think we don't get fiscal notes on this type of stuff.
Mr. Chair, it's supposed to save money for local units of government, or for private entities that are regulated by the state, but it wouldn't have a state fiscal.
987.
Mine does have a state.
Okay, then we finally have the Bach Senate File 1054. And I believe it has several items in it. And I think, just to give a heads up, I think when the bill comes up on the floor, Senator Bach is maybe going to remove the levy limit piece because that has a fiscal impact. And his plan, I think this is what he's planning on doing, is to then deal with the levy limit in the omnibus tax bill. But there are other provisions related to tooth and taxation, so I would suggest we put the whole bill on there. And then if Senator Bach doesn't want to consider levy limits in the Berglund bill, there would be an amendment at the beginning of the discussion to take that out. So why don't we put those? So Senator Berglund moves to put Senate File 1054, the contents of 1054, into Senate File 3. Discussion. Senator Sundrum.
Not lengthy. I just oppose getting rid of the truth and taxation hearing process, so I'll probably be voting no, but that's the extent of my discussion today.
Well, you have your opportunity on the Senate floor,
right,
too. So all in favor. So on the Berglund motion, all in favor say aye. All opposed, motion
aye.
Adopted. Could we do that later? Let's see how this goes first. Okay, why don't Senator Berglund moves that Senate File 3, as amended, be recommended to pass.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just ask a question. I don't think any of the language that was in Senate File 3 is needed any longer. So I think the motion should include deleting all of that language.
Okay, so Senator Berglund moves that the original language of Senate File 3 be deleted. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted.
Okay. Now I make the motion that Senate File 3 is amended and recommended passed to the floor.
Yes, so this is not a vote on the merits. This is a vote to refer to the Senate. So the motion is to refer the bill to the Senate.
I would move that Senate File 3 is amended be referred to the Senate.
On the Berglund motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator.
I assume that we would get quite a lengthy warning that this bill is coming up, because I've had people talk with me about amendments.
Well, let's discuss that right now. Senator Berglund, would you be prepared, and your co-authors here, do you think Tuesday next week? Is that a possibility, or? Seems to me you'd like to get this done before you had to do your bill. So why don't we?
I'm assuming all the authors are ready. If they were ready to be here today, they should be ready.
I think the way this bill will be handled on the floor is when it's an education mandate, Scogin would get up and deal with those issues. If it's a Lynch would deal with those other ones. And so why don't we shoot for Monday or Tuesday? And I just want to encourage people, as I tried to do that by mentioning that I have one or two items that I'm not. I may have amendments for this bill myself. They seem to be undoing all my work as K-12 chair.
That might be
Mr.
a good
Chair.
Yeah. It seems very popular with that the superintendents.
Mr. Chair, my understanding is when you were chair of the K-12 committee, you eliminated many mandates.
I eliminated many mandates.
I think we may be eliminating some ones that came back after you left. And it also, it would be a good idea if for those of us who may not like something to go talk to the author and see if we can work something out ahead of time, maybe?
Yes, I think... Members, this is really an attempt on this whole bill to try to, as best we can, take things out of law that either are not effective any longer or perhaps would free up some decision-making at the local level that are appropriate. So this is certainly not a partisan bill. Apparently, everybody's all – I'm sure we'll have a – is Labor Day in here or not in here right now?
Not in here.
So Labor Day start is not in here. My guess is it may be in here on the floor. Who knows? So. And then I think the intent would be that these separate bills will stay in the Rules Committee right now, but if we need, we can move these out. If somehow the weight of Senator Berglund's bill becomes too great, we could move these other bills out separately. But so any other? But I think the whole idea is to try to do it all in one day in one place where we can have mandate repeal day in the Senate. So
that don't affect the budget.
Yes.
We'll see. We'll see.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
Sometime we should have a whole session.
Things that affect the budget should be in the budget.
Or just nothing but repealers.
Anything else for today? Meeting adjourned.